This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating the cardiovascular clearance on patient O'Hara, O apostrophe H-A-R-A, first name D-D-E-A, date of birth May 6, 1964, date of evaluation September 19, 2022, the chief complaint, patient is a 58-year-old female with history of hypertension and further history of hypercholesterolemia, who is noted to have dysphagia, period. She further had nausea and vomiting and was felt to require upper endoscopy, period. She was previously scheduled in May of 2022, but noted palpitations, at which time her procedure was delayed, period. She was found to be hypertensive and started on medications, period. She again presented for clearance on August 15, 2022, but was noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure of 174/83, period. She was then started on amlodipine and further given chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily, period. The patient returned to the office today for follow-up evaluation and clearance, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number history of fall, next number hiatal hernia, next number abdominal / pelvic pain, next number dyspnea, next number palpitations, next number bradycardia, past surgical history, status post repair of hiatal hernia, next number bilateral shoulder surgery, next number bilateral knee surgery, next number left bicep surgery, next number back surgery, next number hysterectomy, next number hernia repair in 2011. Her current medications, Azor 5/21 daily, Norco 5/325 PRN, chlorothalidone 25 milligrams 1 daily, Gemtesa 75 milligrams 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 daily, albuterol, 1 to 2 puff PRN, lidoderm patch, Q 72 hours, Norco, as noted. More recently, Azor had been discontinued on current visit, and she was started on amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. In addition, she was found to have hypercholesterolemia and started on Lipitor 40 milligrams HS. The allergies, codeine results in rash, family history, fault of it, high blood pressure, mother had massive myocardial infarction, reveals, correction, social history, she notes rare alcohol use, she has history of cigarette smoking, there is no history of drug use. The impression, correction, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 124/67, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 176.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Echocardiogram performed September 24, 2019. Reveal left ventricle ejection fraction 66%, period. No wall motion abnormality, period. There is no aortic regurgitation or aortic stenosis, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation with normal PA pressure, period. RV systolic pressure is normal at 30 millimeters of mercury, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. Aortic root noted to be normal. She underwent nuclear medicine myocardial perfusion multiple SPECT scan on August 10, 2022, period. There was no scintigraphic evidence to indicate myocardial infarct or ischemia. No segmental wall motion abnormalities. On gated imaging, left ventricle ejection fraction 53%. She underwent prior Holter examination. Holter revealed average heart rate of 64 beats per minute, maximum heart rate 116, minimum 48 beats per minute. There were 47 ventricular ectopics noted, 22 supraventricular ectopics noted, no significant dysrhythmia was felt to be present, period. The lab work dated September 13, 2022, cholesterol 260, LDL 177, HDL 63, non-HDL 197, sodium 142, potassium 4.8, chloride 104, bicarb 24, BUN 19, creatinine 0.81, white blood cell count 5.9, hemoglobin 13.7, platelets 283. Urinalysis reveal 1 plus ketones, there's trace occult blood. The impression, patient now has controlled blood pressure. Evaluation for ischemia is negative. She has history of hiatal hernia and dysphagia. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for FAPE. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.